Hello everyone and welcome to this month's Practice Focus. I've entitled this amazing Practice Focus, Closing Gaps, Improving Consistency, Discovering Your Next Breakthroughs to Your Potential and Beyond. Yeah, I know, how exciting is that title? I mean, come on, really. Listen, it's the most important thing we could possibly talk about. We're going to dedicate this entire Practice Focus, okay, actually to me saying very little, and you saying a whole lot, and we're going to go to work on a more comprehensive review and assessment over all the things we've put into place over the last many, many, many months. So, this month's Practice Focus is going to be quite different. While I don't like to deter away from role-playing, because I believe this is what you need to do and practice the most to be most consistent with, that said, there is only really one most vital, important principle to all of consistency. And it isn't that what we all want to know. Once you know what to do, once you know how to do it, once you've achieved success and implemented so many amazing things and committed to so many powerful improvements, what we want more than anything else is consistency. This is the most vital, important principle to all success. Consistency is performance leads to consistency in results. You understand this? Consistency in performance leads to consistency in results. Well, it's not so easy to just talk about it. I know. This has to be managed on an individual basis and also overall as an entire team. And it does have to be tracked, monitored, reflected upon, and consistently reviewed. And you have to commit to constant and never-ending improvement. Even if you just want to maintain what is, just to keep doing what you're doing, you still have to focus on improvement. It does not end. You know the saying about growing and dying, and that is ever so true when it comes to performance and development. However, what is often misunderstood and underestimated is what is required just to maintain and sustain success once you have it in place. I'm not even talking about growing and getting better. And that is why it's so important. So to dive right in to our theme, it's about creating and improving consistent performance and results. We are going to attack this in three different ways. The first is that we're going to divide and conquer and break down each team member and doctor and your personal responsibilities to contributing to success of your practice on a daily basis. Now, while this should be review, it's probably review from many, many years ago. So we're going to update that. I want each team member right now to write down everything you touch on a daily basis, everything you're responsible for, and also to clearly state what success looks like for you. What is the result that you most want to achieve? As soon as you finish this, I want you to group together and assess and assign what you would consider your top three highest level priorities based on this list and your desired results and success. And then you're going to read them as a group. Every person go through your top three priorities and state your vision of success. After this is finished, I want you to have a group brainstorming session to openly talk about that which you wish would be more consistent based on what you have heard. Now, there are but two rules. First, do not take anything personal or as someone is attacking you. Okay? If they feel we need more consistency with something and you own it, just accept it. And that really leads to rule number two. Everything must be talked about. Nothing is off limits. Your objective is to arrive at a solution that will embrace, enhance, facilitate your ability to become more consistent with whatever is on the list. there should become a practice-wide awareness. It might be scheduled triangles, objections, treatment presentation, team meetings, these monthly practice focuses themselves. It probably is a little bit of all of the above. Now, to each their own, I just want you to be comprehensive in what you are doing and to really assess everything so that there are no holes, nothing falling through the cracks, no more inconsistencies, period. This should take some time to do. And I hope that you arrive at a practice-wide list with something on it for everyone, because it does take everyone, and you are all interconnected, as you well know. And then, finally, I want you to each make a personal commitment statement about what you're going to do to make yourself more successful with your patients as a team member and in general for yourself personally. And then I want you to do a practice-wide statement of commitment about the top items you are all agreeing to be laser-focused on creating more consistency with. At the end of this month's practice focus, you should have achieved three things. First, clarity over what is and isn't happening. Second, focus on the key leverage points that are going to ensure consistent performance going forward. And you will see that this and these will lift you up instantly to greater results and outcomes. And then third, you will have everyone on the same page and more cohesive than ever before, all together as a team. Please make it fun and interactive, and also be incredibly serious and productive, because this is very much driven by you this month. There's not a lot of important things here for me to talk about, but there are a whole lot of important things here for you to talk about. I have guided you through a vast amount of very in-depth and advanced concepts and role-playing over the past several months. It's time we take the inventory and check up on this and raise the bar, set higher expectations, and crush your goals while working smarter, not harder, always, and really in all ways. I'm going to keep this short so you can get to work, and please follow the activities, document your results, send and share those with me, and add on to any specific questions or team challenges that arise that you'd like my input on or help with. Now, that's what we're here for you. And always helping you to better your best and make the most of every day, following your truest passion, working to your strengths, building your confidence to keep on growing and going forward and upward together as a team and personally in your life, in and out of the practice. I'm very excited to see what you bring to the surface, what you could put up in the team room, okay, or around the practice as reminders of these key things, these gaps we want to close, the inconsistencies we want to change, improve, make more consistent, the things you want to have dialed in even better. I'm very excited, actually, for this team-driven practice focus, and I just know you're going to make magic happen with it. So, let's rock and roll with this. I can't wait to see what you do with it. I'll be back next month, all new topic, buckle down. Okay, double down, buckle up. Time to make it happen. Thank you, everybody. Now let's get